You're listening to The B-Sides on 91.5 FM NYC Radio. The B-Sides on 91.5 FM WNYE. I'm your host, Jenna X. Thanks for tuning in. Now, for tonight's in-studio session, about a month ago, I had the pleasure of having a very talented band from Austin, Texas, called Agent Ribbons in the studio. They're a duo, two women, and extremely talented, and very funny, actually. I had a great time during this live session. Now, they currently have an amazing album out right now called Chateau Crone. I highly, highly recommend picking up this album. It's really great. You can get it on their website at agentribbons.com. And they're going to be performing a few of those songs off of that album tonight, along with two brand new songs that they will be premiering right here on the B-Sides tonight. So definitely stick around. It's going to be a great one. And you also get to check out an interview that I had with the band all within this next half hour. But right now, we're going to go into their very first live performance. This is Agent Ribbons on the B-Sides, 91.5 FM WNYE.
All right, this next song is called Grey Gardens, and it's about our favorite documentary, Grey Gardens.
Violets and dandelions grow
The song is called Family Haircut, and it's brand new. We've never played it before. This song is called Never Not Gonna Be Ready.
You know I really need to get away from you before.
The B-Sides on 91.5 FM WNYE. I'm your host, Jenna X, and you just heard three live performances from our Brooklyn studio from the band Agent Ribbons. And I have the band here with me in the studio for a quick interview. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in on this dark and stormy night in New York City.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Sorry you got caught in the rain there. So tell me a little bit about the band. I know you guys been together for like 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. And now two-piece. I caught you guys last year, I think it was like 2010, at Sidewalk Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
And I accidentally bumped into the show. And to my surprise, you guys were jamming out in the back. And it was great. Cool. I mean, totally blew me away.
Thanks.
But you had a third player. Did she just, I think it was Naomi, right?
Yeah, she, it was funny because she actually quit the band during that trip in New York.
Oh, wow.
But she quit after our show in Brooklyn and flew home in the middle of our CD release tour.
Oh, wow.
So that was kind of the end of that. Lauren and I were a two-piece for years before she actually joined the band.
Right.
But she is the reason we moved to Austin, because she was from Austin, and we were, like, flying her back and forth from California.
Oh.
But, you know, it was really hard when she quit, because we were kind of a little confused about where we wanted to go with the band creatively.
Right.
But it ended up working out for the best, and it brought Lauren and I a lot closer together, and financially, it definitely is a lot more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
It's very economical to only have two people in the band.
Sorry.
And it's easier at soundcheck. We have it down where we can just throw everything up. My guitar doesn't really have to be in tune with anyone else's instrument, so
yeah,
if it's a little
great.
Off, it's not noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, it's all worked out really well, and I think that we're probably happy that it turned out that way after all has been said and done.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, you guys have a great chemistry together. I noticed during the performances, you smile at each other a lot. You definitely, you know, it's like two little sisters or something.
Yeah.
I like seeing that. It's nice to see. So I guess it's a bit easier when you are just a two-piece and you're good friends.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's always hard to have, you know, friends or bandmates or whatever in threes, because mm-hmm. you get the two against one thing. Now we just have to duel it out ourselves.
Yeah. Were you guys friends prior to the band, or
not really? Like, we met right before we started the band, so when we
our
hung
friendship
out,
was based on jamming together.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
We met in a record store, and then within like a week of meeting, it was decided that we were going to try and play some music, because Lauren had just gotten a drum set really recently,
mm-hmm.
and I hadn't been playing music in like 2 years, and I wanted to get back into it. So. So when we met each other, it was kind of an excuse to like for both of us to be doing this, and it worked out really well. And our first show was in San Francisco, and people were really super jazzed about it, and it made us feel good. So we're like, let's keep doing this.
Yeah, it's great. It's nice to see a two-piece. So you have four releases out right now,
mm-hmm.
currently.
Yeah.
With
wow,
your
right.
latest album, Chateau Crone.
Mm-hmm.
I like the story that goes with the record. If you could tell the listeners about it.
It kind of got originally inspired by Grey Gardens
mm-hmm.
before the remake came out. And and we always just kind of talked about this idyllic house that we wanted to build for ourselves someday. There was kind of like an apartment building, but kind of like a house
mm-hmm.
where everyone was sort of communally living, but had enough private space to be able to have your own life and not be dealing with other people's BS.
Right.
So, but it's a house where basically it's kind of based on the women that live there, and men are welcome, but the only men that would really live in it is if you are like the husband or boyfriend or son of one of the women who live there.
Right.
And if the relationship ends, then the man's out of there.
but
they're welcome, and it's just a place for women to be able to grow old without being scrutinized by the harshness of society. And there's not really any havens that we feel that exist yet where you feel that you are able to just sort of peacefully get older and age gracefully without being deemed useless to society because you're not beautiful anymore.
Right.
So that's kind of what it's based on, but also it's to inspire people that listen to the album to think about what means home to them and what their ideal place to live would be like. So it comes with like a whole art book on all of our favorite things that we would have in the house that would make it like our ultimate place to live.
Which I think is great. I love all the little drawings and everything that's in there. It's really awesome.
Yeah, we were really like, a lot of our friends we asked to do it, we were really proud of what they turned in. You know, I did mine like like a day because I just was so busy and it shows. But some of our friends made beautiful, beautiful little pages. And it was also good to get, you know, getting to know them better. Like, oh, that's cool that they would do that. And
it's crazy the crossover, too. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody wanted a kind of similar style of library and a lot of
Victrolas.
Yes, apparently the house is going to be filled with record players of all varieties. So
a wall of vinyl, no wallpaper. It's a great album. So that came out in 2010.
Yes.
Are you currently working on anything for a new release in 2012?
We are, yeah. We're going to do a cassette release with our friend's label in Portland. They're called Kasingle and Loving It.
Oh, great.
Great name. But yeah, we're going to do, I think, 8 to 10 songs for that, which we are currently writing and figuring all that out. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go to California in late January, early February to actually record it.
Awesome.
Two of those songs we played today that we've never really put out into the world yet. So your radio show is the first premiere of both
Thank
of them.
You. And they're great songs. Oh, so that's cool. It's going to be released on cassette and a digital download as well?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. It was a pleasure. I had so much fun. And best of luck with everything. We have time for two more songs. And for the listeners who want the latest information on Agent Ribbons, you can visit their website at agentribbons.com. And for the latest information on the B-Sides, you can friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/915B-Sides. What do you guys got coming up for us?
This next song is called Wallpaper of Skin.
Love.
This next song is called I Was Born to Sing Sad Songs.
I wanted to write you a song that would rightly express in 3 minutes or less how late it that you'll leave me after you have come to see me, that the whole world know my happiness. Alas, when I find a moment to write and think of the perfect lines, you call to say you're never coming back, and then I have to start over from scratch. I wander the streets of this town, tying knots in my brow, thinking my thoughts out loud. If words were as specific as my heart is prolific, then you would have had 100 songs by now. But oh, happy day that I didn't say it or put it to song anyway. I started out this tune from me to you, and then I ended up singing the blues. I feel another coming on now that you're gone. I was born to sing sad songs that go on for more than 3 minutes long. I'd be pleasantly surprised if for once I could write a happy love song. Surprised if for once I could write a happy love song to make people cry. I could have played it over and over, unsettling the dust on the shelves forever. You'd hear it late at night.
playing in my heart.
Ooh. You're so funny.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the band Clowder, who will be featured on the next in-studio session in March. Check it out.